The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're sitting back, pouring yourself a cup of coffee, maybe having a, you know, soda pop if you're working an odd shift, or just want to learn more about the great outdoors, and that's exactly why we're here this morning. Our couple of people we're going to have on, first of all, we're going to have the president of the Cook County Board. You know, that is Toni Preckwinkle, good friend of the show and a big lover of the outdoors. Her and Arnold Randall, who he's the superintendent of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, the two of them are coming on to talk about this million-dollar renovation program that they're doing in the north, central, and southern suburbs that, you know, some suburbs just don't get the love. The forest preserve areas in these suburbs, and you know they're going to put a lot of effort into making it interesting and places to go and people to enjoy. And we're going to hear from them because I'm going to ask them all those questions about how does it work and how does it do. So I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to hear from John Segala, who's from Salmon Unlimited. That's right. They're having their swap meet, as I like to call it, and a lot more. Trust me, if you've ever been to it. But, you know, at their swap meet, there's a whole lot of stuff there. And I mean stuff. It's not just salmon stuff. You can find bass fishing stuff, musky, panfish, old camping gear, old fishing gear, you know, a little bit of everything. It's really kind of a fun one to go to. And it's at the River Park Moose Lodge, 8601 Fullerton Avenue in River Grove, Illinois, right after this show. So the show ends at 7. They're going to be doing it right there. So we could have a lot of fun going out there, and you'll enjoy that. It'll be a lot of fun for you to go out and be part of it. But before I, you know, go off on the rest of the show here, I want to talk about a couple of neat things that are happening in the forest, not in our forest preserves, but literally across the area, because it seems like I never have enough time at the end of the show to talk about programs in the different states, and it's always the fishing reports. And so we're going to try to get some more information out for you. But I just want all the ladies out there who are interested in this in Indiana, the annual Becoming an Outdoor Woman workshop is April 29th to May 1st at Ross Camp in West Lafayette. This workshop is open to ages 18 and older, and it's only 85 people can be part of this, okay? The program is designed for women to learn outdoor skills in a relaxed, low-pressure environment. They're having fun. Participants will choose four activities from more than like a couple of dozen, including fishing, archery, geocaching, wilderness survival, natural gardening, wild edibles, wildlife tracking, shooting firearms, and cooking. Hey, I'll be there. I'm ready. But this workshop's for women who have never tried any of these activities but have hoped to get an opportunity to learn. Maybe their boyfriends or husbands go off and hunting and fishing, and they want to do it, but they never get to go along. This way they can learn how to do it. And this is for Indiana residents. You definitely want to check it out. It's the cost of the program is like $250 and includes all the equipment, meals, lodging, everything. For more information, go to dnr.il.gov. DNRIL.gov. That's pretty cool. You'll learn a lot there. We've got Indiana, just like all the other states, is coming out with their fishing books, and it's going to be available online. This is the Indiana Recreation Guide, and it is a source of information for state parks, state forests, lakes, fish, wildlife areas, nature preserves, parkins, other DNR properties, rules of the road, etc. And free copies are going to be available down the road, but you could get it now and read it online. So just go to the IN.gov, DNRIN.gov, type in the search engine you want, rec guide, and you'll be able to download it and read it. And remember, when you say, well, I didn't know that, conservation officer, you need to know all the laws. Pick up one of these books and you'll learn a lot more. Up to the north, our friends in Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment from now through May 31st on the state's draft walleye management plan. The walleye management plan for the state guides all walleye activities in Wisconsin. Man, it's like the number one fish everybody goes for in Wisconsin in the state, and it's an important species for the many tribal areas to harvest. The draft plan outlines present goals, management strategies, and what the future could do. And so, really, this is a great program, but they're looking for the public input. You could learn more by visiting the DNR's Wisconsin Walleye Management Plan webpage. Wisconsin Walleye Management Plan webpage. You can get that information there, and you can learn all kinds of stuff about what to do and how to have fun and giving your opinion on walleye fishing. State of Michigan, are you a outdoor camping nut or a harbor nut, whatever. You can do a lot, because for anyone who loves spending time in the Michigan state parks and harbors, serving as a campground or harbor host, it just could be the ultimate job for you. You get to interact with people. You're a volunteer host at your favorite state park. You're helping people find their campsites, answering visitor questions, planning campground activities, you know, having coffee hour or games with the kids and stuff if you have those things planned, maybe doing a little bit of light maintenance. But this is such a cool thing to do. And you know what? If you want to be one of these hosts, you need to just go to the michigan.gov/DNR host site and check it out. Or you can give Michelle O'Kelly a phone call at 517-881-5884, and you'll get that information. We've been waiting for this one, but the Illinois hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary total of 147 deer during the 21-22 archery and firearm season. The deer harvest for all seasons compared to the harvest of all seasons from last year was 162,752. So it's down a little bit from the year before. Archery deer hunters in Illinois took roughly about 67,600 deer during the season from October 1st to January 16th. You know, it's the total harvest for the 2021 season, somewhere around 75,000. Youth deer hunters, they did a pretty good job. They had 1,829 during the three-day deer season this year, a little bit down from last year. But, you know, we all know what's going on with the pandemic and people, you know, sticking close to home. Final firearm season, they took 69,990. That's down about 8,000 from last year's total. So that's, you know, it's okay. The deer will be maybe a little bit more out there next year, and we'll be able to get out more. In the muzzle loading season, they had 3,000 deer taken, roughly a little over 3,000. And they harvested about 3,400 deer the year before. So that's not a bad season of deer hunting in Illinois. So let's not pass that up. Let's get out and enjoy that a little bit more this year. I'm planning on doing it. Boy, that was a lot easier to get through all of that outdoor information from the different states instead of jamming it at the back of the show. I like this. Okay, tell you what, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you. Waterworks is ready to get you on the water this spring with a 2022 Lund or Low Boat powered by a Mercury outboard. But they also have fun, certified used boats that are in great shape. Need to repower? Try a new fuel-efficient Mercury outboard, and your boat will feel like it's brand new. Waterworks has everything for your boating fun. You can order and have it shipped to you, from parts, accessories, oil, or a new Mercury outboard. Waterworks has everything you need to be ready to go. Just call them at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, well, you know what's going on today? That's right, Saturday. This is what's going on today. It's the, how can I put this? On the phone with me is John Segala, who is the one of the members of Salmon Unlimited, an organization that, believe it or not, I joined when I was a kid. John, how are you?
Okay, was that a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Or recently? Yeah.
Oh, man, let's not even talk about how many years ago.
Yeah.
I have to tell people that you guys run a yearly event that is kind of one of the more fun events to go to, besides fishing. Fishing is always great. But today, starting at 7 o'clock right after the show, so you got plenty of time to get there, all right, because it runs not for a few hours. Salmon Unlimited, what are you guys running today?
Okay, we are running our annual swap meet, we call it. And what it is, it's you know, we have a lot of vendors there that are selling mostly used fishing tackle and some new, and it's all, you know, it's kind of geared towards the salmon fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
Then, unfortunately, because of COVID last year, we did not have it. It was suppressed for a year, and I think there's going to be a pretty good demand, you know, because guys got more stuff to get rid of, and it seems like people are fishing more, and actually the salmon fishery has been getting better in the lake, you know, and the fish are getting better, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's last year, the lake record was broken. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fish definitely are getting bigger, you know, and you got to go out and catch them.
And one of the things about, literally, today is your, what you call, a swap meet.
Correct, yeah. And basically, you know, like I said, it's a chance for people to get, you know, to bring their stuff in and, you know, and most people are upgrading. You know, they get rid of the stuff that they're not using and they want to buy it the newer and the better, or perceived to be better, you know, flashier and stuff. And some people are, you know, there's all different excuses. You know, some people are getting out of it, and some people are moving to Florida. They don't want to take it all with them. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, lots of reasons, you know, but like I said, some tremendous, tremendous deals to be had there.
Right.
Especially to somebody that's new to the game. This is a place to go to buy your things at a very reduced price and, you know, see if you like the sport mm-hmm. to begin with. And from what I understand, that some of the equipment has been hard to get in Bass Pro Shops and some of these places because of the supply-demand issues.
Yeah.
And here we're going, you know, we got pretty much everything that's going to be there. And, you know, like I said, the prices are very, very, you know, reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And once again, as John, you said, it's your swap meet of new and used gear. And you just said a couple things. First of all, when people say salmon fishing, a lot of people just think the boats. You know, oh, you got to go out in a boat to catch the salmon. Well, that's not really true.
No, they catch them from shore, too, you know.
So yeah.
A lot of it's predicated on water temperature and bait. And sometimes mm-hmm. the bait's close to shore, the water's cooler. And believe it or not, we've had tournaments where people take off towards the deeper water, and the guys that stayed behind and fished close to shore wind up bringing in a bounty because the cold water moved in and the
yeah.
bait was with it. And, you know, nobody was expecting that. Some people did, and, you know, they did well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you just never know.
Oh. And
yeah.
And an event like this, and once again, there's lots of free parking, so don't think, first of all, it's at the River Park Moose Lodge at 8601 West Fullerton Avenue in River Grove, Illinois. It's not far for anybody to go to. I don't care where you live in northeastern Illinois. That's not that far
right.
from anybody. And,
yeah.
You know, for entry fee, it's like $4 if you're a member of Salmon Unlimited. And I know you could even join Salmon Unlimited there if you wanted to. And
correct, yeah.
Non-members are $7. And kids under 16 are what?
Are free.
Oh!
Yeah. So, you know, bring your sons and, you know, your daughters even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, female members of the club.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Later on in the year, we're also going to be having a kids' fishing derby. So that's, you know, things, you know, you could find out, you know, what we're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's held in Waukegan Harbor also.
Mm.
And that's, and people catch, you know, we give a lot of prizes. Just about everybody gets a prize.
Oh, yeah. And but, you know, as I mentioned earlier, when people talk about salmon fishing, the first thing is, oh, it's the charter boats, it's the guys with the boats and the ladies with the boats, you know, launching them and going out on Lake Michigan. But, you know, in the spring and in the fall, these fish, as you mentioned, are congregated more towards the shoreline. And that's where, I mean, I had my first salmon hit a lure, and I lost it right there. Right, I'm pointing down. Nobody can see me.
Yeah.
I'm pointing straight down. Right there on the shore of Montrose Harbor, my mother and I got on a bus. that we took it north, and then we transferred. We went up to Montrose, and then we took the bus on Montrose Avenue to Montrose Harbor. And then while we're there casting, I got this hit, and I fought that fish from shore. I was hooked. Oh, my God. This was fun. This was exciting.
Oh, yeah, you get when you hook a salmon, you get a fish on there, that's for sure. You know,
yeah.
They're good fighting fish and,
mm-hmm.
and good tasting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. and most, you know, it's a put and take fishery. You know,
mm-hmm.
most of those fish, you know, they only live 4 years. They don't go any bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a mature fish, you know, you might as well, you know, utilize it. You know, it's very good table fare.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember going to Whole Foods and seeing, like, you know, wild-caught salmon for $27 a pound. I go, wow.
And I can go get five of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen people catch, you know, four or five fish, you know, in
yeah.
a day. So monetarily, it's, you know, it's good, you know.
Yeah.
And,
but see that...
And that money goes back to the fishery. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're required to have a salmon stamp to catch... salmon,
yeah.
you know, on your Illinois license, and all that money goes back into the lake, you know, via stocking
mm-hmm.
programs and things.
But that's the neat thing about the swap meet. You can see, and I hate to say this, but as we become, some of us have become more seasoned anglers. Is that a nice way of saying old?
Yeah, we don't use that word old.
No, I don't like to use that word though.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's,
but.
It's,
as we become more seasoned, we may not go salmon fishing as much, or we want to go do something, you know, else, or you know, moving, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, you're buying the spoons that they use in the springtime at a fraction of what you pay in the stores. You're buying the fall lures. If you troll with a boat, you can get your dodgers and your trolling rods and reels. I mean, and swivels that are very important, high quality.
Yeah. Planer boards, you name it.
It's all there.
And also, we're a lot of captains are going to be selling their excess tackle because you know they like to get the new stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you could talk to them, and then boy, they'll give you quite an education, and you know. If you so desire, you know, I'm sure you could book a trip through them also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just a wealth of knowledge out there.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is – and there's also – you do have food there, don't you?
Yeah. Well, this year we kind of scaled it back a little bit on the food, you know. But we are having coffee and home – you know, and this guy, Jake's Deli, is going to be making me some muffins.
Ooh.
These are all natural and, you know,
mm-hmm.
very good ingredients, you know, blueberry and cranberry muffins.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds
so,
good.
Yeah. And it'll be coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
Coffee and muffins.
Yeah, go healthy.
Yeah.
Don't go with the donuts. Yeah.
Right.
Remember, Punchki Day is right around the corner.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, but, you know, this once again, we're talking with John about the Salmon Unlimited Swap Meet that's going on today, February 26th. As a matter of fact, my birthday. And it's at the River Park Moose Lodge at 8601 West Fullerton Avenue, River Grove, Illinois, 60171. And this
right.
is, and you could say, well, okay, I don't want to go because it's just, but it's not just salmon stuff. There's a lot of other, there's bass stuff I've seen there. There's, you know, just
crappie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, this is, somebody's doing a clean out, you know, but hey.
Oh yeah. People are cleaning their, I think we all tend to buy too much things, you know, too many things. I always tell people if I caught a fish for every lure I had in my tackle box, I'd be the best fisherman in the world here.
But you always need that other lure. You know, you need that other color.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You always need that other color, John. And that's what makes it fun to do and fun to be part of. And,
right.
And if you can do this, and like I says, for $7 for non-members, $4 for a member, kids 16 and under free, give them a muffin and let them have fun and, you know, give them 10 bucks and say, okay, go find some stuff, you know? And the kids are going to go crazy. And this is such a neat thing. And you can learn more about Salmon Unlimited. And
And for the older people, too, we have an area for seating, you know, where they, you know, if they get a little tired, you know, you can sit down, you know, near the cafeteria area there and enjoy your coffee and friends and camaraderie, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they run it, a lot of their friends there and fellow fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll sit and talk, you know, it's early in the year, so it's time to do it.
A couple of years ago, I did an interview with Dr. Howard Tanner. He's the guy who brought salmon to Lake Michigan. And everybody thinks it was, there were many failures. It's like Edison. There were many failures to the light bulb before they got it right. And there were many failures to the stocking the salmon, and then he got it right, and it worked great. And I told him the story. I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah.
I told him the story about how I caught my first salmon from shore with my mother casting. And you know what he said?
What was that?
He says, I did my job.
Yeah, he got you hooked.
Yeah.
You know, and,
he said, I did my job.
Yeah. And by the way, I have a picture of you with Dr. Tanner.
You do? You know? Oh, my gosh.
Two good-looking guys, I'll tell you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, listen, John, I want to thank you for coming on the show and telling everybody to, you know, pack it up right now. You can listen to the show in your car if you, you know, that's okay. And it's because it's from 7 to 11 a.m. this morning at the River Park Moose Lodge, 8601 West Fullerton Avenue, River Grove, Illinois, 60171. Come on out there. Have some fun. I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy and you're going to meet a lot of new friends. You are really going to meet a lot of new friends. John, thanks to you and all the guys and ladies at Salmon Unlimited for doing this, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you guys. You know, come on out. You know, we're going, and it's going to be a fun event. You know, I'm sure everybody's going to be enjoyable there, and you know, really enjoy yourselves.
Cool.
Okay, and thank you for having me on your show.
No problem, John. Anytime. Salmon Unlimited always has a spot on the show. You're listening you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe Superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. 2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at Chaunceymedia at AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yes, it's a crisp little day here in the southern part of Cook County, and we are with two great people, the superintendent of the Forest Reserve, Mr. Arnold, and also, I'm only going to call you president once, President Tony Preckwinkle. Now it's going to be Tony, everybody.
That's a deal. That's a deal. Thanks, Chauncey.
Tony, this was a million-dollar program we've announced today to get many areas, north, south, and south, west, and then, you know, also north, to get it better for the people to enjoy. You know, 15 years ago, I would have never be standing here talking to somebody about the forest preserves and the programs that you want to do and that you want to clean and you want to cut things out and get rid of the buckthorn and open it up and do educational programs. I can make this interview without you saying a word, so I'm going to, I need to stop.
But you're on a roll. I should just let you should talk. No, listen, I'm very grateful that you are taking time to be with us today. And I want to thank Arnold Randall. I mean, it's really Arnold's leadership. You know, he came to us with experience not just in the park districts, but in the Department of Planning. And he has taken our forest preserves to a whole new level. And we've made tremendous investments in our existing preserves. And, of course, we're working on acquisition so we can expand this wonderful asset for the people of Cook County. And we're here today to, you know, announce some special investments. But we've been investing in our preserves for the last decade. And I should ask Arnold to talk about those investments.
And he will. And as a matter of fact, as I said, 15 years ago, I would have never had this conversation. Growing up in what they call now Inglewood, I would have never, and my escape was the Forest Preserve, and it is nothing like we're having today in the Forest Preserve. So thank you and everybody in the Forest Preserve. Boss, talk to me. What's going on here with the Forest Reserves?
So, you know, as the president said, we've been investing for many years now in the preserves, but we also wanted to be strategic and target certain areas. And so these challenge sites are sites where we're investing in the land itself. So we're doing all this restoration work, which you saw when you came in, but it's also programming. So really connecting with the Homewood Science Center is a good example out here, partnering to get young people and families out in the preserves and using some of our program dollars to have better opportunities with that. And just do more improvements to trails and things like that. So just making it more accessible. And then you really, when you do these investments, you have to talk about them so people know that they're there for them. And that's what we're trying to do today.
Yeah, but it's not just, that's the fun part. I mean, it's just not a trail through the woods. It's not just, you know, the lake is over there, you can try to go fishing. It's all of these unbelievable programs that you're doing that, you know, you're basically planting a seed that's going to have a biologist or a botanist or you know, I call it the gee whiz factor. You're going to get a kids and a family out there. They're going to find something and they're going to say, gee whiz, what's this? Gee whiz, look at that. And I call it the gee whiz factor. And that's what the Forest Preserve is.
Yeah.
It's a jump.
to another world.
It is, and it's part of our mission, right? So the mission is to protect the lands, but it's also to connect with the larger public through recreation and education. And so we're sparking, you know, we're affecting that spark, and we have this flame of interest by young people in particular, but for everybody, to really go out and understand the natural world, why it's better for us and how we feel better when we're out here and how healthy it is for us. So that's our job, and that's we're really committed to that, and we want to connect with all the diverse populations and communities here in Cook County. Cook County is an awesome place, and it's so diverse, and so many people need to connect with nature so they can have a better quality of life.
And it's not just for the young. I mean, I've seen all ages, since I'm getting close to those other ages. I mean, I've seen so many.
I'm already there.
You're already there. But, I mean, this is where I'm seeing the Forest Preserve different. And, I mean, when I go through the Forest Preserves, yes, I like to look at the trees. I look at all the people. I look at the kids running with their family. I look at the older couple holding hands, walking down a trail. I'm like, wow, that's really kind of cool. I mean, there's just so much. And then because of the different things with Homewood and other schools and your nature center, you don't just have a nature center. You've got how many nature centers? Five?
I have five nature centers. Well, six, actually, when you include Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. So
right.
They're throughout the system. And if you know nothing about the Forest Preserves, that's a great place to start. Go to a nature center. We have staff there that can educate you and take you on hikes and teach you about, you know, the animals and plants that exist here in Cook County.
But it's those nature centers are just more places. It's not just walking and saying, oh, look at the things on the wall.
Yeah.
There's programs going on. And this is what amazed me. And you said it when you're speaking from the podium. It's getting the kids and the families involved, whether it's the girls and the boys looking for STEM programs, whether if it's the Boy Scouts coming out here. I like the concept of doing a pancake breakfast out here in the River Grove.
Stuff, yeah.
This is where it's going to do so much. Now, this $1 million program, is this something that's going to be spent over a couple years?
So some of it's already happening, and some of the work that we do with the restoration will span over a couple of years. Some of with the programming we'll be doing it for several years as well. So it's not a one-time thing. It's a continued effort to connect people to nature and to do the improvements that need to happen out here.
Mm-hmm. That's true, Tony. I know you love kayaking, and I know you love nature. And
canoeing.
What?
Canoeing.
Canoeing, rather.
Yeah.
That's right. I saw you in canoe. I saw you canoeing.
That's right. Old school.
Yeah, I can't get out of a kayak. You paid me.
That's me. That's why I take canoes, right?
But, you want to make sure, when your grandchildren were younger, you took them out to so many places. And this is where I see somebody who comes from a teaching background like you. He has the grandchildren. When you don't look at the Forest Preserve, you look at the Forest Preserves of what you want it to be with the help of, Mr. Randall and all of his staff.
Well, I think it's a great place for families. My grandchildren moved to Atlanta and broke my heart. But when they were here, I took them all the time to the Forest Preserves, to our nature centers. We went to the campgrounds. I figured out that the easiest way to manage this, I had three grandchildren, was to have each of them bring a friend. So I ended up with six kids, but I didn't have to worry about them because I all had somebody to play with. But anyway, we would rent a cabin and stay for the weekend. It was wonderful. And I encourage not only the use of our nature centers, visiting our nature centers, but also I encourage people to go to our campgrounds. And I'll let Arnold talk about that a little bit. We've invested a lot of money in campgrounds.
And yes, you have. And they're beautiful.
They have turned out, they've been more successful than we could have hoped for, to be frank with you. And so we had no camping available to the larger public for 50 years in the Forest Preserves, except for the Scouts, which are great. But we also recognized that was not good enough. We wanted to have opportunities for families, or just if you want to get a friends group together. And, we had women's group, we've had seniors, come out. We've had Father's Day groups out at campgrounds. And they just have a great time escaping from our urban challenges, right? It's tough. It's hard. It's the day-to-day life is tough, and we need a break. Campgrounds will give you a great opportunity, and you're not that far away. You're literally 15, 20, 30 minutes away from home in our campground. So it's a great, easy way to get away and experience nature. All of them have trails. One of them has a climbing wall. They have different amenities that are nearby. And so it's a great escape. And each year, incrementally, the numbers of users has grown. Now, the pandemic slowed us for a year, but we're back to those high numbers again of people using the campgrounds.
I would say, I don't think some things may have slowed down, but I see a lot of people out here. And that's a tribute to, when we live in a large metropolitan county, and it's difficult, just life and everything that's going on in it. But then where you've given people that little spot for 10, 15, 20 minutes or an hour to go sit, read the newspaper, have a cup of coffee out of your thermos, just to relax and touch nature, and just to watch the birds. How do you got, Tony, you must have this great dream that I love. I mean, you do beautiful with this.
Well, thank you. I mean, it helps to have the right leader.
And, that's right. You got to have
Arnold
the boss
Randall,
there, you know?
Arnold Randall, you know? But let me just say, I love the Forest Preserve. You know, I've gone walking, I've gone horseback riding, I've gone canoeing, and I've taken my grandkids to the nature centers and the campgrounds. You know, it's a wonderful resource, and pretty much everything is free. Pretty much everything is free. You know, when I took the kids canoeing, we had to pay a modest fee to use the boats. But you can do all these things absolutely free with your family. So it's a great way to spend an hour or a weekend, with your kids or your grandkids. And get out and enjoy nature. And, you know, I remind people, Cook County is the most urbanized county in the state. We have 102 counties. It's the most urban, most densely populated. It's also the most ecologically diverse. And the reason for that is our forest preserves.
That's true. And we have the only waterfall.
We have on the canyon. We have the canyon at Sagawa. So, you know, over the past several years, since we have these metrics for measuring visitorship, and it's you have trail visits and all that. So in a typical year, it's been about 60 million visits a year. People on trails, people coming to programs. During the pandemic, using those same metrics, were over 100 million visits per year. So people have rediscovered or discovered for the first time all this nature around them, especially when they had no other options. And so they came out and you saw people you never saw, and the numbers were really off the charts. And we welcome that. We want people to be out here to enjoy nature. And just to give credit to President Franklin Cole.
She likes to put the spotlight on everybody else.
Yes,
you notice
does,
that?
But, you know, having a leader who appreciates and is really engaged in nature and uses it is great for all of us. We know we all follow her lead on this, and we've been very successful.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much. Tony, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chauncey. We're glad to have you with us. I know you've had some health challenges, so it's nice to see you out and about.
Oh, it's only going to get better, and I'm ready to go.
All right, good.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Is that a faucet running? That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe superstar, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at Chauncey Media at AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at lssportshow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it.
Ice fish, baby.
Hey, guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me.
Well, thanks for that intro, Phil. That was pretty good. You did a good job. Hey, everybody, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I kind of like putting all that outdoor information from the States up at the beginning of the show, because that's leaving me a little bit more time at the end of the show to talk about some fishing reports. And let's not wait, because this is what I'll get the email on if I don't mention it. But this is the Aiden Fishing Report, being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. If you're looking for a new Lund or Lowe boat, they've got some in stock, and they got some more coming in, but don't wait. There are very, very few of them available anywhere around the country, but stop in at Waterworks Marine. My Aiden Fishing Report. Aiden is my grandson who sends me a fishing report every week, and I never know what he says until I read it, so sometimes I get a little nervous, but, you know, we'll have it, see what goes on. He says, Uncle Tom was fishing Gull Lake again, and he said he was doing real good on smelt by the baseline road, but there are a lot of people there. He says, those people must have been listening to your fishing reports, Aiden, because I saw more people there than I have in a couple of years. And you can get to it through a Prairieville something. I don't know what, Aiden, you're not telling me what, you can get to it through, I guess, a private area called Prairieville, and there's a small parking fee to get to it, make it easier. So I apologize that I can't quite figure out what that word is that Aiden typed. But he said that Allison and her dad went and fished the St. Joe and Kalamazoo River. She was out on the St. Joe with them in the boat. It was cold out there. She had to wear more clothes than she's ever in her life, she told him. But they caught a couple of fish and had them for dinner. And they said, but they saw other anglers catch none, and a few caught a few, but they found most of their fish in the deeper holds, bouncing the baits through the deeper holds. My buddy Bob's dad and his friends went to Lake St. Clair because they had a taste for perch. They were finding some fish early in the morning and late in the evenings as the better times that they were fishing, but they were in the northern portion of Anchor Bay off the raft by Brandenburg Park. And then they were down toward 9 Mile Road and 11 Mile Road. They said the Ice is okay, but, you know, it could change very quickly. Minnows, waxworms, maggots, tipped on a real small jig, jack spoons or other jigging spoons was the trick to go with. A few walleye were caught, but they didn't say that they took any home, so I don't know how big they were. So with that, I'm going to have to let you go because I have to go to my hockey practice, even though the season is over. We've got a couple practices to do, Papa. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in 2 weeks when you swing by back from the Bassmaster Classic. Well, thank you, Aiden. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. I got to figure out what that word is that he typed. I have no idea. It makes no sense, but hey, that's okay. Hey, let's talk about fishing in the area. Lake Michigan, Chicago. You know, there's a lot of open water on Lake Michigan side. That ice blows out, might blow in if we have a northeast wind. We've gotten some, you know, it's just, there's no safe ice on Lake Michigan. And I know people are like, well, you know, it'll be okay. No, there really is no safe ice out there. Please be careful. One of my reporters said that he was watching anglers standing on the piers in the harbor, drilling a hole through the ice or fishing the open water next to the pier. That ought to say something. They got a few perch by fishing that, a couple of rock bass, and he saw one guy catch a lake trout, which is a really good sign, I think. I'm up for that one. Northwest Indiana, one a couple of our buddies went out on Lake Michigan, and they said it was cold outside. Actually, they wrote cold baby outside. they took some couple of Lakers and some coho out of Lake Michigan, and he had received some reports from his friends that they were fishing from shore at the Portage Riverwalk, and also they were fishing near the Michigan City Pier with the lighthouse at the end of it. But he says you have to be very careful because that concrete could get icy if the water's been blowing up or a mist blows up on it. It could be very dangerous, so don't go out there unless you really know what you're doing. It's a good idea, buddy. Wren Lake. Our friends down at Wren Lake said that the temperatures from starting Saturday into pretty much half of next week are going to be in the 60s in the day, maybe 40s, touching 39 at night. But otherwise, it's looking good. I mean, if you can get out there and you can fish some of these areas and look for areas where the wind is blowing into some of those coves and stuff, they may be holding some fish. Some of the deeper fish cribs are holding crappie, which is a good sign to go to. And if you want more information for restaurants, hotels, cabins, or anything that's in Wren Lake, just go to the Tourism Bureau at wrenlake.com. That's wrenlake.com for more information. Ice fishing is still going on in the Forest Preserve District in some lakes. Some lakes I wouldn't even think about going out there. When you look at a lake and that lake is getting darker ice, that means it's thinning from underneath up. And you don't want to find out that the ice is too thin when you walk out there and you get wet and everything else. So, you know, always check any ice in especially Southern Cook County, DuPage County, Will County that you're looking at. Definitely, I mean, they got some decent ice up on the chain yet, but I would always say watch it anytime you start getting into some areas that you haven't checked or you don't see somebody out there, but hit that spud bar. That's all you need to do. It's not difficult, okay? But they were getting a few fish out of those open water areas, mostly bluegills, some crappie, small jigging minnows, small wax worms, tipped on a very small ice jig was doing quite well. So that action was good. But I mentioned the chain. Yeah, the ice is thicker up there, but you just got to watch it, okay? Mixed bag of fish, white bass, yellow bass, and catfish were taken by a number of anglers out there, which is always a good sign. Braidwood Lake, you've been hearing the commercials for the Fish for a Cure fishing tournament in April, so sign up for that. Help us raise more money, but you can also catch a lot of nice bass at the end of April. But lake opens March 1st, and anglers can't wait. They are biting at the lip. This water is warm. Those fish have been eating all winter. They're hungry. They're aggressive feeders. You're going to catch bass, catfish, maybe some stripers. There's all kinds of neat stuff in the Braidwood Lake that I like to go fishing for. Des Plaines River. Yeah, it's up wide and moving. Every river and stream in northern Illinois is up wide and moving. Nothing's over flood, but they're full from one end to the other. Even smaller streams like Salt Creek, Des Plaines River, Rock Creek, Stone Creek, a lot. The DuPage River, one end to the other. They're full of water. So be careful. But they are picking up some fish in some of these. My favorite thing is to look in these creeks and rivers the rivers rather, like the Splains, find where there's a stream or a drainage ditch dumping into the water into the river. That's where you're going to find some northern pike this time of year. But you offer a pike in the end of, you know, March, beginning of, March into about the middle, and ooh, you give them a nice big fat chub minnow, they're going to think that you just put the filet mignon out there, and they're going to slam that puppy. But they are aggressive feeders, okay? Don't pass them up. But be careful about any rivers and anywhere you are in northern Illinois, because the banks could be very soft too. Our friend Derek, he gave me a buzz and told me that on Green Lake in Wisconsin, they took some northern pike in 25 feet of water on tip-ups. Hey, I'm fired up for you on that one, my friend. Out of Delavan, they said the ice is about 11 inches of ice, and fish were being stingy, though. They were turning their nose up all the time. All the time they're turning their nose up. What's the matter with those fish? That's not good. They need to grab my hook there so we can bring them home. Out of Sturgeon Bay in Door County, white bass are seen in schools passing under the holds, which is frustrating. The anglers are getting one or two out of that school. That school moves on, and you just have to wait for another one to come in. They do. It's like they're on a train schedule. Oh, we got another one coming in. Oh, another one coming in. Oh, nothing for a while. Another school. Get a couple of fish, put them in a bucket. Good way to do it. Lake Mendota, ice is better in some areas and not so good in others. They had an ATV go through it last week, and when that happens, you usually get a visit from the conservation officer, somebody in the county, you get a couple of tickets, and it costs money. We mentioned an Aiden Fishing Report and all the action going on over there, but we also found out that at Little Bay Dinac, walleyes are being taken by reporters, marking a lot of fish, but getting them to commit, which means bite the hook, has been tough. A lot of guys are saying they're getting no fish to maybe just one or two keepers, but hey, one or two keepers is not a bad deal if you think about it. I mean, I like that program there. Little Bay Dinac's not doing too bad on that. We mentioned Lake St. Clair in the Aiden Fishing Report. Minor Lake is another one that they're catching in southwest Michigan. Pike on tip-ups in about 7 to 13 feet of water. About 7 to 13 feet of water. And that's a good time to go out there and definitely check that out. Hey, remember to tell all your friends to, they're on Facebook, to like our page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Facebook, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And that way they can get all the information that we've been posting. And if you have a photo and want to be our Outdoorsman of the Week for De La Vida, we'll send us a picture and a little write-up to Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S. And we'll send it in and we'll make sure we get it posted for you, because I like seeing any and all those pictures. Oh, I can hear the music playing. So, you know, that must mean we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apen Sui Majuat. When a man moves away from nature, his heart becomes hard. When a man moves away from nature, his heart becomes hard. How very, very true, Apen Sui. If we don't have nature as part of our life, we're missing a tremendous amount. When we leave nature alone and go do other things, we lose even more than you could ever imagine. Hey, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch in the future. We are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week from the Bassmaster Classic in Greenville, South Carolina. See you all there, everybody. Take care.